USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden is on his way to London with the First Lady ahead of the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II on Monday. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports that the event itself will include all types of unprecedented logistics.
The security for Queen Elizabeth's funeral will be the most expensive single-day operation in UK history. The price tag to protect Monday's event is more than $7.5 million and is the largest policing operation the UK police have ever undertaken. London is combining the efforts of the British MI5 and MI6, Secret Service, Global Intelligence Bureaus, and local officers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Knowing that people have been waiting all the day and all of the night for a chance to fall past the coffin of Queen Elizabeth, King Charles and Prince William decided to pay a visit to those in line, thanking them for their patience. The new Prince of Wales even joking with some in the crowd. Attorneys for Nicholas Cruz, the gunman in the Parkland, Florida school shooting, asked the judge to recuse herself from the case after she scolded them when they abruptly rested their case after calling a fraction of their witnesses. The Broward County Public Defender's Office said in their motion that Judge Elizabeth Shearer held long-standing animosity toward lead defense lawyer Melissa McNeil. Prosecutors said in a response that Shearer has been respectful to both sides. The sudden announcement by McNeil to rest led to a heated exchange between her and Shearer, the judge calling the decision without warning to her or the prosecution, quote, the most uncalled for, unprofessional way to try a case. Puerto Rico's in preparation mode as Fiona gets ready to make landfall. There's a hurricane warning on the island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's just begun to relocate migrants across the border to Democratic-led areas. This week, the Republican chartered two flights carrying migrants believed to be from Venezuela from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. He says the migrants were given information and they volunteered.
The folks that are contracted, not only do they give them a release form to sign, they actually give them a packet, and in that packet included a map of Martha's Vineyard. So it was obvious that that's where they were going.
Rachel Self, a Boston immigration lawyer, was on the Cape Friday. She says the migrants were duped.
They were told there was a surprise present for them, and that there would be jobs and housing awaiting for them when they arrived. This was obviously a sadistic lie.
Self added that the migrants were given what she called a cartoonishly simple map of the U.S. and Martha's Vineyard. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, a fellow Republican, says the group of migrants was being offered housing and support services at Joint Base Cape Cod, emphasizing that the move was voluntary. Republican leaders in the Arizona legislature say they will not try to defend a law it recently passed that would limit up-close filming of police. A federal judge blocked the law from taking effect next week on First Amendment grounds. The new law was challenged by news media organizations and the ACLU. The bill's sponsor, State Representative John Kavanaugh, says he has not been able to find an outside group to defend the law. The groups fighting it now want the law permanently blocked. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.